Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of their music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy their wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality. Side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Talk.
So today, we have
Jennifer
Lee, lined up for you.
And we are going to not only enjoy this music, we're going to enjoy healing power that is probably going to get channeled through our guest today. Our guest for today is Deborah Soul, which is the author of a book called Heal by Soul. And if you're wondering what it is, you're not going to be wondering for very long, because she will tell us all about it. Healing happens to be one of those things that almost everybody needs to have these days, because we live in such a stressful world, and in a place where we experience so much trauma, not just growing up, but if you live in a big city, you definitely go through trauma on a regular basis. I just went through a real traumatic experience yesterday, between Thursday, Friday, and today. I've been trying to get the doctor to just give me the results of a test, and that in itself was so traumatizing. And if you want to hear about it and how it was, that literally left me shaking, you can listen to our next broadcast, which is going to be on Wednesday. But just from that trauma itself, I need a healing, and I need someone to help me not get emotionally stuck. And that's where Deborah Soul comes in. Everybody gets emotionally stuck at one point or another, and if you don't know it, then you're just in denial. And to get unstuck and to get energized and to get healthy, there are some people who dedicate their lives just to doing that. Deborah Soul is one of those people. She's a healer. And let me tell you a little bit about her. She was born with a little bit of a psychic ability in the city of Brooklyn, New York. But as a child, she really never paid attention to it. So what we're going to find out is what happened when she started paying attention to it and about her life. And I'm really, really excited today to welcome Deborah Soul to our show, where she's going to tell us about her book and about herself and about all those things that can make a huge difference in our lives. So, Deborah, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to Tippy Talk.
Thank you for having me, Tippy.
Wow, that was coming in with a wind. We had like a blow right before you came in. Maybe it's a message. What do you think?
Could be.
Definitely.
I'm feeling like you need a message, and I'm getting all is well with you. That is the message. You're going to get good news, not bad news. So take a deep breath.
Wow, that's amazing, because that was part of the message that he told me all is well, but that's not what I got upset about. But like I said, you'll hear about that in the future. But thank you. You did tune into that. I was told all is well, but in a very
good
way.
Oh, good, because I got all is well. So I'm glad to hear that that was verified. So my psychic ability is on target. Good to know. So I am real. And yes, I believe that everybody also does have a little bit of psychic ability if they sit quietly and listen. But you do have to tune in. With everything in life, you have to just sit quietly for a little bit and breathe.
So that's really good advice. Thank you. But it's a lot easier said than done. So let's say if somebody makes a decision that they want to kind of tap into their psychic ability and they want to sit quietly and they can't. So what do they do?
Okay. So the first thing I would say is, go on YouTube and first learn how to meditate. Seriously, because the mind is the first thing that you need to learn how to do is quiet the mind. And for me, actually, that was the hardest thing for me to do. So I actually follow meditation tapes when I can't quiet my mind because chatter, there's so much chatter going on in the mind. So I love essential oils and I am also aromatherapist. So I'll put on, let's say, frankincense, which actually helps you to connect with source, and that will quiet the mind also and in tune. But I would put on a tape, or I will listen to YouTube, which is so easily accessible to, and follow a meditation guidance tape that will literally quiet the chatter in my mind. And also in my book, I give you ways of helping you to quiet your mind through nose breathing, or there's crystals. There are so many different ways. There are so many holistic different ways. So just going to sit in nature, hug a tree, you know, whatever floats your boat. You know, there's so many different ways that you can resonate with that can help you to quiet your mind. But sometimes if people just say, and I love this, like so many people just say, okay, close your eyes and let your mind wander. If I were to just do that, or if you were to just do that, or so many other people would just do that, my mind will be, what are you kidding me? And where am I? And what's the next thing I need to do? Or I have this to do, or I'm doing this tomorrow. My head wouldn't sit there and be quiet. I need a guided meditation.
Well, there you go.
I believe, and
so
I
let me tell
so
you why I was giggling. That's why I'll tell you why I was giggling when you said go online. Because every time I ask one something, they always tell me go online, and I really think it's funny because if I wanted to go online, then I wouldn't ask. And like if I ask my daughter for something, she'll be like, go on Google. Well, duh, I know Google is there. If I wanted to go on Google, I would ask you. So I really think it's hysterical that when you ask someone something, they tell you to go online. That's why I was giggling.
Because you know what? It is the information highway. Let's be real. It is the information highway. And you can get so much great information, or, you know, especially for somebody who can sit there and be quiet in their mind and that has a hard time struggling with it.
That's
because there are so many great, you know, meditation tapes just online that you can access. So that's why I'm saying that. And that's the first thing that you do need to quiet your mind. Especially if you want to have psychic abilities, you have to really tune in and be quiet in order to listen. And then once you're quiet, then you can actually listen to the angels, or you can, you know what, or from your heart. Okay, if we're just talking about listening or getting a message from the angels, that's different. You don't have to, your mind doesn't have to really be quiet for that. But if you really want to get like, it depends on what you're meditating for. If you're just meditating, and you want to get a message of what you should be doing, that's like a quiet mind meditation. But if you want to get a specific intention from an angel, you can just ask the angel directly, and they're going to give you the answer. So your mind doesn't have to be totally quiet for that. That you don't need a meditation for. That you just, there's specific angel guidance prayer from your heart that you can connect to the angels with. That's also in my book. That you can, you know, learn how to tap into which angel for what for. And you don't have to be necessarily quiet because you're going to get your answer.
There you go. I think that's it's really powerful, and I think meditation is really important. So that's another show that I'm going to do that you can stay tuned for. So here it is. I just promised to do two more shows. One is on meditation, and the other one is my experience with a doctor that really, really shook me up today, not because of the doctor, or not because of my health, but because of the doctor. But anyway, so we're here today to talk about your amazing new book called Healed by Soul. That is such an awesome title, only because your name is Deborah Soul, and it's somehow connected. So I love your title. So how did you come up with that title? I know there's a story behind that.
So I am a energy healer, and I do know several different modalities of healing. And I first started out with Tensegrity, but I'm a master in integrated energy therapy. And what I'm creating now is called Heal by Soul. And Heal by Soul can work with other healing modalities because they're all wonderful. But the one thing that I found which wasn't complete was dealing directly with the souls that are above that completes with the soul that you have now. And once everything is complete, then you can actually get into your mission in this life. Everybody comes in with a blueprint, but because there is so much chaos going on in your life with the dramas and traumas, like even that you had, let's say, going to this doctor, you forget what your blueprint in this life is, and everybody comes in with some sort of garbage from utero. And once the drama and trauma continues throughout your life, you kind of forget what your mission is. And what I do is I clear everything in your issues, in your tissues, in your cells, and from your subconscious even. So you don't even know what's going on. And I clear that all out. I reconnect you so that you are totally complete. And then you finally remember your blueprint, and you can actually step into your mission and live in your joy.
So
I'm healing your soul. So it's healing your soul. So it's Healed by Soul.
So that's how you got the title of the book?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's healing
so
by
it's
your
really
soul.
All connected. It's really all connected. It all comes together.
Yeah, it's healing by your soul. Because I believe your soul needs to be totally healed on every level, on every plane.
What does
astrally
that mean?
Astrally and physically. So from above and from on this plane as well, on Earth.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you picked a great topic that actually is your last name, which is awesome. And we talked before we talk a little bit about the book and the content of what it is. Let's find out a little bit about you. And I started talking about how you really didn't know you were psychic growing up, but you knew you were, but you didn't really know you were. When did you kind of recognize it and go for it? Like, what was it that was the turning point that made you realize it to the fullness of it?
So, you know, like sometimes you meet somebody and you say like, hey, I knew you, and then you can't remember from where. So I always have like those always little things like, I know you, but I don't know where. So they're always from like past lives. And then I get like these feelings like something would happen and then they would. And my dad was ill and something just told me he's going to pass. And it wasn't the type of illness where you knew when he was going to pass on, but he had a stroke. So it could have been tomorrow, it could have been next month, it could have been next year. But I just knew that weekend he was going to die. Like something just told me, go see him. I wasn't living at home at that point. He's going to pass. And I just listened to those words. And I went the day before he passed and to say my goodbye. I just listened. Like the angels just guided me. And I just went straight from work that night, came to the house. And I didn't tell anybody because I didn't want them to think I was crazy. But he died the next day.
Wow.
And I was able to say my goodbye. And I was so at peace with it. And then I knew that I had to start paying more attention. But even then, it wasn't like I was just so fully convinced. Like, okay, so it happened, you know? And then, again, it was very sporadic. Like, I wasn't, like, thinking about healing or becoming a psychic or anything like that. It was just something that, okay, I'm a little bit psychic, you know, but, you know, I wasn't going to, like, run to be on those calls. Okay, call me 1-800-PSYCHIC. No, you know, it wasn't anything in the picture like that. I just felt blessed that I was able to really say goodbye to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't your full realization, but you just realized a little bit that you didn't know in advance. You did have the feeling and you did follow that. And so what happened from there as far as your psychic abilities?
So actually what happened is that I got sick later on in life and the medical doctors weren't able to heal me. My heart rate went down into the 20s. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to function. I was holding on to walls. I went to cardiologist, specialist. They couldn't do anything. They said, go to the emergency room just to get an IV to sustain you. And that was no life at all. I had a great job that I couldn't do. I was in early intervention helping special needs children. I had my own children to care for. I could not do anything. I was just in bed, holding on to walls, going to the emergency rooms just to sustain myself. And a friend of mine knew an occupational therapist who said she's doing holistic work. And, of course, I've heard of holistic work, but I really wasn't a true believer in it. But I said, okay, let me try it because I was desperate. So mm-hmm. I went. Actually, somebody drove me because I couldn't drive. They had to, like, physically help me on up the steps onto the massage table because I couldn't physically even walk. And I laid down. She flipped pages of a book. I heard things flipping, and as she was doing it, something was, like, churning in my stomach. And I just felt things shifting in me. And after about 45 minutes, she said, okay, get up. And I was able not only to get up, but to run. And I said, what did you do? And she said, consecrity. I said, okay, I have to learn this. And the doctors were amazed. They said, okay, keep on doing this. And although, even though the numbers didn't rise that much, I mean, my heart rate was still between 30s and 40s, I was able to function. I was able to work. I was able to care for my kids. I didn't have the symptoms, although the number didn't rise. But with consecrity, your mind had to be totally clear. I had to meditate. It was really difficult for me, but I was able to sustain myself. But it was difficult. And then somebody else, another occupational therapist, actually stood behind my back one day in the office and started doing something, and it felt like my heart was going to come out of my chest. And that was the integrated energy therapy. But my heart started speeding up so fast, like a vortex of energy. And I took her class. She happened to have taught it. And as soon as she started doing that to me, and as soon as I started learning it, it was easy, breezy. I knew that was for me. My mind didn't have to be quiet. The angels guided it, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I became, you know, a master at integrated energy therapy. So not every healing modality is for everyone. There's lots of different things, and I believe that there is one for everyone, though, and that everybody can become a healer if you choose to be one, because there are so many different types of it. So I found my joy and my blessing because it sustains me, and I became a true believer, and I love my angels. They're my GPS now. They actually take the wheel. They do everything. I'm just the vessel for them. And I'm blessed to have been sick to actually be on my healing journey to help people and to help myself.
So what do you mean when you say my angels are my GPS?
They have actually taken the wheel. My GPS actually, this is one of my best, I love this story. Me and my friend were actually on the Jersey Turnpike, and our GPSs went out. So there are different angels that do different things. And I called an angel, Sarah, who happens to be my guardian angel. I love her. She clears the blockages. She clears the obstacles out of the way. And so when we couldn't get the GPSs out of the way, I call an angel, Sarah, and I say, okay, give me directions. I invite her in to give me directions because angels have to be invited in with a specific intention. And I said, okay, tell me how to get to where I'm going. And I tell her where we're going, Angel Sarah. And she tells me two exits, right, left, and I'm even going to throw in a parking spot in front of the place you need. So I turn around to my friend and I said, okay, I got the directions. She said, did you get your GPS back? And I said, sort of. And she goes, sort of. And I said, Angel Sarah. And she looks at me and she starts laughing and she starts panicking. She tries to get her GPS back. And I'm like, don't worry about it. I got this. So two exits come and there it reads Springfield. And then I get off, I make the right, I make the first left, and there's no other parking spots on that whole entire block except right in front of the house that we need. And it was right in front of the house that we needed. I love that GPS story. I call them now my GPS, and my girlfriend turned around and said, okay, when are you teaching your next class? And she took it, and now she loves her angels also. So, and since then, actually, you know, sometimes when you're really tired, I hate to say it, I'll say, Sarah, come take the wheel. And she gets me home faster and in better directions than I have taken the same route 1,000 times. I'm like, wow, how are you taking me? And I just get home safer and quicker. It's amazing. Wow. It's truly amazing.
It is.
Sarah, like, can you take the wheel? It's like, Sarah, take the wheel.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about reception or not having reception.
I don't even turn on my GPS. I'm like, okay, this is where I'm going. Take me there. It's like I have my magical GPS.
Exactly. That's really awesome. So that's what you meant when you said by GPS. That's
yes.
Really good. So I'm looking at your book here, and I really have some messages here that are pretty powerful. And you kind of talk about different things. You talk about the age of Aquarius. You talk about the angels. You talk about how your own healing experience and what you really do. So what you do now is basically heal by soul, right? That's basically your most important thing.
Yes.
Okay, so what is it that made you want to write this book? What is it that motivated you?
I think what motivated me most is that I wanted to get the word out, to let people know that there are healing modalities that help people,
mm-hmm.
and that there's a choice. A lot of people don't believe in this. Like, I wouldn't have known about it or believed in it unless it happened to me. Like, I also have, like, this patient that came to me because her sister's a Reiki master, and she had cancer, and she really, truly didn't believe in it either. But she, you know, so I'm treating her for the cancer, and her cancer is getting better, and she's in remission. But also, like, in the beginning, she came with me, she had a sprained ankle, and then, you know, she walked out without the sprained ankle. So the proof was in the pudding that I could heal her ankle. So then she began more to believe in me with the cancer because she walked off the table without the sprained ankle. When she walked in, she couldn't walk. When she walked out, she could walk. So I want them to believe that there is a belief to this and that people can become, people can learn this, people can learn how to heal, that people have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
people can choose whether or not they want to be healed or they could be stuck. And we're also going into a new dimension, and people need to be healed in order to get into that new dimension. I don't know how quick we're going into this new dimension. It might not be in this time, but, you know, it's generational. So they could be healing themselves now, and that in turn heals the next generation also.
So I'm looking through the book here, and one of the things you say, and we're running out of time, so I really want to get some important things in here. You say that the client must believe, but when the client sees the result, the belief will come. And that kind of sounds like a catch-22. Like you said, your client that you just worked with walked out with where they couldn't walk when they came in. That, if you see something like that, you really can't help yourself but believe in it.
But exactly. So that's why I just said that story.
But how do you believe when you don't see that, before you see something like that, when you're walking? Because you're saying that if you don't believe, then it doesn't work. Is that what you're saying? Because if you have
exactly.
to believe.
Like I have people, to be honest, even in my family, who won't try this because they do not believe in it. And they choose not to. So like I said, everything is a choice. They'd rather be in pain than choose this. It's just not in their belief. So everything is a choice, and unfortunately, they're choosing to be in pain. So everybody has a choice, and people can shift and change. I'm hoping that they do shift and change their minds, but right now, it's not in their belief.
Yeah, wow. So basically, when you look at the bottom line, what is your message?
My message is that everybody has a choice to forgive, to let go, to get unstuck, to live in peace or joy. But people, like I said, do shift and change. And heal by soul unblocks you. It helps you get into your mission with joy, with ease. And like I said, everybody has a choice, and you have a choice. That's my message.
So you can pick your choice. You can pick to have a good life and be happy and joyful, or you can pick to be miserable and upset. And that's okay, too. It's a journey you go through. It's not
exactly.
like...
Exactly. Everybody has their journey. Exactly.
So we have a caller here, and I'm wondering if they have a question. Would you be interested in taking a question from caller from area code 323?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. We just lost the connection. So...
I'm upset. I would love to take
it. Yeah, well, I guess we...
If they do call back, feel free to pass them on or ask me the question, and I'll gladly answer.
Definitely, we'll do that. So if you hear us, caller, we will take your call. If you call back within the next 5 minutes, we would love to. Otherwise, you can email me at tippytalkshow@gmail.com, and I will forward your question. Or you could leave a comment right at the bottom online listening to that show on blogtalkradio.com, Tippy Talk.
Oh, I feel free
Either
to
way,
give out my email.
Yes, definitely. Go ahead. What's your email?
It's thegoodsoul630@gmail.com.
Okay, you got cut off, so we didn't get the... You got cut off,
oh,
so
sorry.
We didn't get it. So why don't you say it again?
Thegoodsoul, G-O-O-D, soul, S-O-U-L, 630@gmail.com.
There you go. So one of the important messages that I get from your book is that with your work, it's about remembering your blueprint, which is your mission, and then you're able to step into your power. And that's what Healed by Soul really is about, giving you the ability to step into your power. And once you are in your power, once you are in a place where you are not afraid to take action, you're not hesitating or thinking yes or no, kind of second guessing yourself, then you actually could heal by soul. Do you think that you eventually get to the point where you can actually heal yourself?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so
yes,
not only do you step into your power, you can also step into a place where you can heal yourself.
And heal others
as well. And so that's
yes.
what Heal by Soul is all about. It's about the healing power, tapping into the healing power that you already have, tapping into your power on so many other levels that we really don't even have time to discuss it today. But Debbie, would you say that at the end of the day, you help people tap into all those things that they could do, but they don't know they can do, or they're not really actually using it?
It's on every level. It's physical, it's spiritual, it's mental, it's karmic. So I the past life souls I have to do, but some, you know, other people can do other things. Some people can, some people can. But the past life soul retrieval, that is something I need to do for them.
The past life soul retrieval?
Past life soul retrieval.
What is that?
So when I'm joining the past life soul retrieval and clearing that so that you complete yourself with the healing by soul, that's part of coming back to being one with yourself to get to truly remember your blueprint and step into your mission. But everything is a phase. So in other words, everything is a phase, and that's the final phase of being complete. So that would be the last thing that you would have to do.
The last thing after doing what?
So there are things that you would do in order to first start your mission. First thing would have to be to forgive, to let go of certain things. But first thing I would have to say would be to forgive. So that you can move on. That's a very big thing that people need to do. Forgiveness is a very big thing. And I would help people do that. And that's in this world. Sippy? Hello?
Yes.
Hi. So
yes,
you have to forgive so you can go on. That's like
okay.
That's one thing that I do teach clients to do.
Mm-hmm.
Another would be to do vision boards. That's another thing.
So there's lots of different steps. Can you teach someone how to do the past life soul retrieval?
If they were to take my class, yes.
Okay, so it is something that they could learn to do. Would you be able to do it on yourself or just on other people?
No, you could do it on yourself and other people, but that would be a class.
Got it.
Yeah.
Great.
That would be
so
through.
That sounds very intriguing, and I can't believe we've already been talking for a half an hour. Time really flies when you're having fun. So I'm going to let you give us, first of all, how do people get a hold of you, your website, your email, or whatever phone numbers you want to give out, and also any kind of a last message that you want to leave the listeners with.
Okay, so you can reach me. My website is www.healbysoul.com. I gave my email, but I'll give it again. It's dgoodsoul630@gmail.com. And I'll even give my phone number, 347-968-0908. So if that caller wants to call me, be my guest. I'll be glad to answer any questions. And my, you know, the last thing that I would say to you is that, again, everybody has a choice to feel good, to be peaceful, or to be in misery, like Tippy said. And I choose to feel good and live in joy and to heal people. And it is a gift. And I'm so grateful. And I kind of hate to say it, but I'm grateful that I was sick in order to learn this, to believe in this. And I feel blessed that that the angels are my GPS, because they just bless me in a bubble of light and love every day. And I love to teach it. I love it. And it is my life. And I invite everyone to join me in bringing them and inviting them into your lives, because you will live a much happier, joyful life. And that is my message.
And I can't think of a better place to end than with the angels, which surround you and love you and bring you a lot of blessings. I just love what you do, and I want to thank you for doing it and thank you for sharing it. I know you're very passionate about it, and it definitely comes through from everything that you say. And
thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I invite everybody to join you. Do you have any events that are coming up soon?
June 11th, there is an event. It will be on my website with all the information. So look on my website. You will get all the information. On June 11th, we will be in Manhattan, and Zippy will be joining me. So you can get to meet us both, June 11th.
There you go. Join us at go to healbysoul.com and get all the details and all the information you wish to have. Once again, I thank you so much for listening to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I have been speaking today to Deborah Soul. And now we've come to the end of our time together here on Books I Love on Tippy Talk. It has been wonderful chatting with you, Deborah.
Okay,
today.
I just want to add the information will be up tomorrow for the information on June 11th. So look tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. And now, if you're going to sit back and try to clear your mind, I'm going to play some music that stimulates that quietness in your mind and will help you tune into anything that you may want. So if you sit back and decide on what it is that you might want to focus on today, it could be something like driving a Mercedes, if that's your car of your dreams, or whatever car it is, to healing the most unhealable or thoughts. It could be anything that you want. Just think about it. And this is the shamanic music that actually intensifies your thoughts, makes it easier for you to focus and to make it more powerful. So sit back, close your eyes, and tune into this magic and think about all the healing that Deborah just spoke about, because that's another thing you can tune into, healing any part of your body or somebody else's body that may be in pain today.